Today we're in the middle of talking about the rules of awakening. Awakening, like we said, is when someone's not comforting yourself that you're okay, that Hashem loves you. Awakening is smacking yourself and say, get up, start working. Alright, look where you're standing. Yalla, start working. What's going to be with you? Life is going by quickly. So now we're going to talk about these rules. Kol ha-matara, we're on page 33, in the middle paragraph. 33 in the middle paragraph. Kol ha-matara, שכל הספרים וכל השיעורים העוסקים בהתעוררות, the whole purpose of all the books and all the shiurim, all the classes which deal with התעוררות, היא לעורר באדם רצון, is just to awaken in a man will שירצה לדבר הנכסף, that he will want this thing that he's yearning towards, ויתחיל להתפלל ברחמים ותחנונים לזכות לו, and he'll begin to pray with mercy and pleadings to merit this thing that we're learning. כמו שרבי נתן אמר לגבי הספר הקדוש ראשית חוכמה, like רבי נתן said regarding this holy book which is called Reshit Chokhmah, the Rabbeinu said he learned it like 400 times. Rabbeinu said, it's an ancient book. Reshit Chokhmah. It's a book from 400 years ago. Shemale v'divrei musar v'itarut, which is full of words of musar and very, very harsh itarut. Melukati me'azor HaKadosh, which is stuff which I gathered from the Zohar HaKadosh. ורבים שלמדו ועסקו בספר זה, many people which learned and dealt with this book Reshis Chochma, אמרו שהם נפלו בדעתם מאוד. They told Rabbi Natan that they fell in their das a lot, it caused them weakness. ואמר רבי נתן said שמי שנופל בדעתו מהלימוד בספר הנ"ל, רבי נתן said someone who falls in his das, he gets a weak mind from learning from that book, שלא ילמד בו, he should not learn that book. ואמר, and he said, שבוודאי לזה, לא לזה התכוון בעל הראשי שחוך מוק שכתב את ספרו. Obviously, right, and of course, that the one who wrote the ראשי שחוך מוק did not intend that people will learn his book and fall away from עבודת השם. Right? אלא, rather, רצה לעוררם לרצות את הדבר, להתפעל על זה. He wanted to awaken them to want this thing that he's talking about and to pray about it. ובינתיים, in the meantime, until he achieves this, יחזק את עצמו ויהיה בשמחה, strengthen himself, Hashem loves him, I'm working. Hashem loves me, I'm working on this. Hashem loves me, I didn't reach it yet. Just be בשמחה. וישמח בכל התקדמות, ולו הקטנה ביותר, שזוכה לה. And he'll be happy in every proceeding, every going forward, right? Progress, right. Even the smallest progress that he merits, he'll be happy. He won't look, instead of looking all the time, I'm so far from the thing. He looks, I'm so far from it, in order to know what direction he's going and how hard to work. And every little time, he also looks back, whoa, I went forward. Baruch Hashem, a little bit, I went forward. Always strengthen himself, not to fall back. וכך מובאים, דברי רבי נתן בספר שיבת נפש, he's quoting now what we said. רבי נתן אל משיבת נפש שיחה פי זין 87. צריכים לדע, we need to know, שכל מה שכתוב בספר ראשיס חכמה, whatever is written, all that's written in the book ראשיס חכמה, ושאר ספרי קודש and other ספרי קודש, ענייני קדושה וטהרה גדולה, matters of קדושה and great purity, בעצם הפגם והעונש, right, and how great the blemish and the punishment of every single sin and blemish, even a little bit. אין הכוונה בכל זה בכדי להרחק את האדם מעבודתו יתברך או להחליש דעתו ביותר. The intention in all this is not to push a person away from עבודת השם and to weaken his mind more. He's already weak. חס ושלום. רק הבנתם הטובה, only their good intention is, רק לקרב ולהזיר את ישראל, to get Am Yisrael closer and get them to warn them, שיוקדושים ותאורים, that they will be holy and pure. ויתרחקו אפילו מפגם כלשהו, and they'll distance themselves even from very little פגם. כי בוודאי, כך ראוי להם לפי עצם קדושתם ושורשם. Because of course, that's what's fit for every single Jew, right? From where his kedusha, where he came from, right? A Jew is a part of Hashem. אבל אף על פי כן, but even though, אפילו מי שפגם כמו שפגם, רחמנא ליצלן, even if someone who blemished like he blemished, Hashem should save us, בוודאי צריך לקיים מאמר הכתוב, אל תרשה הרבה. Of course, he has to fulfill what it says in the pasuk, אל תרשה הרבה. Don't be more Russia than what you are. Okay, so you're Russia, so what? Like Rav Gudlevsky has a shir, he says, let's say someone murdered someone, and it's now time to daven mincha. So he says, okay, so you killed someone, so take the knife, you know, clean it, and go daven mincha. What does it got to do with the fact that you murdered, you know, not daven mincha because of that? So you killed someone, so what? You can't daven mincha anymore. Okay, you sin, you're a big sin, or you did the worst thing in the world. No, daven mincha. What does one got to do with the other? What does the Yetzer Hara say? You're so bad? Who needs your mincha? You're so bad? Who needs your mitzvahs? That's the Yetzer Hara. And a person has to say, no, no. I'm so bad, and everything you know that I do is big. I'm the worst, and so everything little is great. That's how a person has to live. Right? A person has to live like that.
What do you tell them to do? Stop sinning or stop being a Jew? You know, like,
yeah, exactly. What should I do? I should stop sinning or stop being a Jew? I think Mara says, Misha achar shum v'rechon odef. One of someone who ate garlic and he smells. Yochal shum v'rechon odef. So he'll eat another garlic so he stinks more. He ate one time garlic. Okay, now go on. ובוודאי צריך האדם להחיות ולחזק את עצמו בכל תמיד. יהיה איך שיהיה. Of course, a man needs to revive himself and strengthen himself always. All the time, regardless how he is. כי צריכים להיזהר, a person has to be careful, שלא יקבל, רבי נתן teaching them. שלא לקבל העירה והמוסה לרעה, not to receive this yira and musa, right? In a bad way, chas v'shalom, להתרחק על ידי זה ביותר, right? To be distanced to this even more. רק שיהיה מבחינת יראת השם לחיים דייקה. It should be the aspect of יראת השם for life. To be alive. דהיינו, which means לקרב את עצמו להשם יתברך על ידי היראה והמוסר ולא להתרחק. Which means that a person should get himself through the יראה and the מוסר close. And the contrary, בעצם העירה, and actually from the עירה itself, יחזק את עצמו לקיים דברי רבותינו, זכרונם לברכה, will strengthen themselves to fulfill the words of our sages, שהזהירו, that they also said, besides the מוסר they gave you, they also said, להאמין בחסדו וטובו. They warned us to believe in the kindness and the goodness of הקדוש ברוך הוא, שלא נפסק לעולם, it never stops. ולחזק את עצמו בכל עת, להתחיל מחדש בעבודת השם, to strengthen himself all the time, to start again, start fresh again. Like Rav Amar said today also, start fresh. You start fresh, right? So every musa that a person hears, if it pushes him away, it doesn't mean the musa is bad. It means that he is right now bad. He's not in the right place, he's not taking it in the right way. Right? He's not taking it in the right way. He cannot receive this light. Why not? Because he didn't daven. He didn't have a vessel to receive this light. He wants to receive this light of rebuke, which will push him forward. He has to daven and be a kli, to be a vessel to receive this light.
Open.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Menachem's also going to learn it. We're still saying that. Shouldn't
what?
We just, Meshon said that a person is getting down from something, they shouldn't learn it.
Right, definitely.
So we're saying that the avodah is to daven and go to
a
place.
Yeah, to a place that you can receive it. Before you're in a place, right, you're going to fall from that. Don't hear, don't listen. You don't want to hear that right now, it will kill you. Can a person ask to know?
In terms of what we're focusing on, in terms of being a complete vessel, through the prayer, but the main focus is to be a complete vessel. What are your words? What are you focused on? Are you davening to be pure? Are you davening for holiness? Or are you davening to be a pure vessel? A holy vessel?
No, you're davening amuna. Davening an emuna, Hashem, I should know that wherever you want, you will put me. This place or that place doesn't make a difference. You always love me, doesn't make a difference in how I am, what I am. You become a vessel to that, even if someone comes, right? Even that you could look at yourself. You have to be besimcha. The first thing a person, before he works on anything, he has to be besimcha. Which means with emuna, which means that he can be able to look at himself and see his blemishes and not to fall from that. The problem is that a person looks at himself and sees how bad he is and he falls because of that. That's the problem. He has to create a vessel, which means to strengthen his emuna that this place is the best place for me right now to be, and only from here I could grow. Not from there, not from there. Only from my specific place I could grow. And that's why I'm in this situation. Right? Even if I sin, doesn't make a difference right now. I need to do tshuva. Doesn't make it, so what? I'm working on something, so what? He's going forward. And once he has this vessel, he's able to see what happens to someone who sins in this big great sin that he's sinning all the time in. He's able to hear it. Why? Because he knows that Hashem put him in this situation. And now he's able to dive in for it. He's able to look at himself and see his problems. And if not, he's not able to do that. So he's not strong yet. He has to strengthen his nefesh, especially in this generation. We have a weak nefesh. A weak nefesh. A very weak nefesh. You see, like we said, people can't get up in the morning without a puff, like we said, or without a pill or something. They can't go to sleep at night. Very, very weak. Everyone's so weak in their nefesh. People get hurt, offended from every stupidity. Why? Why is that? Because lacking of emunah. If someone has emunah, he has a strong nefesh, he doesn't care. I've always said, if someone calls you a murderer, he's right. You're a murderer. If not Hashem saving you, you are a murderer. If someone calls you a this or that, he's right, 100%. Accept that. Some people are not able to accept rebuke yet. So fine. They should be happy in that place and strengthen their emunah. That's their place, and fine. The point is that no one should judge anyone for anything. Right? We judge ourselves. He judges himself and works on himself. And he'll grow. You have to be harsh on yourself. We grow. And once he strengthens his nefesh, he's able to see how sick he is. Right? What a disgusting brain he has. And then he's able to grow.
Or he is away from the
ship. Yeah, and he sees it. And so now he knows what to do. That person, he's so far from Hashem that he can't even look at himself. He has this weak nefesh. That kind of person cannot learn this book at all. So yalla, work on simcha. Working the simcha? Working, when I say working, I mean davening. What?
When you have
simcha. Emunah is simcha. Emunah is simcha. And prayer is emunah, right? It's true.
To be garden of wisdom, to really get it.
Yeah. If someone wants to be besimcha, read Garden of Wisdom. And then you'll know what to daven for. Not to look at someone else's thing, not to look backwards. Just to work your own personal work. I met yesterday someone, I told Ezra, whatever the whole conversation was, he had some questions about Rav Arush. I don't have answers. I don't know. I can't answer myself for anything. I can answer for others. So he tells me, I was in Chutz Shel Chesed for a year and a half, and I saw that the people do like this and people do like that. I said, you saw people? I'm very disappointed. I'm very surprised. I'm in Chutz Shel Chesed for 6 years. I didn't see what people do. I could hardly see what I'm doing in life. I didn't see what other people are doing in life. Like Levi Yitzchak Ben Dor said, He said, Rav Avraham told us a story. Rav Levi Yitzchak, there was some machlokas in Breslev to do it this way or that way. And people were trying to get Rav Levi Yitzchak to give an opinion. Rav Levi Yitzchak was a real Breslev Achasim. The Rav Rav Arush and Rav Rav Berland, and without Rav Levi Yitzchak, there will be no Breslev in the world at all. It's one of the rabbis, one of the students of Rabbeinu that Rabbeinu brought down to the world to continue the Kiliyor of Breslev is. And he said he was on the way to the mikveh, and this guy is trying in all kinds of ways to get the Levi Yitzchak to give an opinion. He gets to the mikveh of Levi Yitzchak, and he comes to the guy. You finish what you had to do today? Did you finish what you have to do today? He said, yeah, you know, I did. He said, well, I didn't, okay? I have what to do. Person has, he has a personal work. You don't care what the other does. Now, I've always told this many, many times. What's the reason that other people in the world? To do good to them. That's all. That's why there's other people in the world. How can I help another person in the world? That's why there's other people. Not just to look at him and say why I'm better and why he's not good. Right? If people live this, it'll be much beautiful. The world will be much more beautiful. He'll have shalom bayis. He'll have beautiful children. Right? He'll have chinuch. The chinuch of his children will be great. What's your problem? We come home. Why didn't you do the laundry? You didn't see how she did the dishes. You watched the kids. She changed 5 times. Two kids' diapers. Right? Running around like crazy. Going nuts. You didn't sleep last night because you were nursing the baby all night. That you don't see. Only why didn't she do the laundry? You're crazy. What did you do all day? Sitting in yeshiva and learn. Right now it's for people, it's for friends. Right? Why do we always see the bad? The only thing to see another person is how to help him. Allah showed us as a rule in life. Right? See the good in people. See good in yourself. See the good in people. Yeah, that's a resh pebet. The person has to go with that. Go with that. Have a sweet life. The world will be so much cleaner, so much beautiful. So each one of these persons, I told this to my friend. I told him, listen, I'm a chujah chesed. I didn't see anything. I know what I do. I hear my Rebbe. I know what I need to do in life. And that's all. If you have time to look at others, it must be you finish your thinking in the world, like Allah said.
The time said that to his wife. Like, why should we speak about others?
Right? Exactly. That's where I bring it from. Yeah, from the story. Exactly. The Tam, very good. The Tam says his wife. He says, how come other people, they sell the shoes for three coins and you sell it for a coin and a half? He says, first of all, I make my money. What? I make a nice amount. Second of all, we have time to talk about others now. Why should we talk about others? Person has to know.
The boss came and one list, all negative sins. And the workers made
negative what?
All negative points.
Yeah.
And the workers, only negative. I say, you see anything negative sin? Why you not say something more positive? If you say something positive, you pick up
a person.
And when you make only see the negative, you make it
down. Fine, I'm bad. Okay, bye, I'm leaving.
When I used to go to university, they had a sign in the library, please don't drink in the library. Nobody paid attention to that. But then they changed it, but please enjoy your drink outside, and everybody followed the rules. But they said it in a positive way.
Right. That's what they knew. Today's psychology is taught in psychology in the universities and places, is taught a lot of stuff from Rabbeinu himself, quoting. And Sipurei Ma'asiyot. Chacham Etam. A lot of psychology. That's what Rabbeinu told me. That's what they teach. But now I realize that the biggest psychologist in the world is Rabbeinu. He is, mamash. You know Ezra? Ezra, you know Ezra?
Without a doubt.
Ezra has 4 degrees in psychology. You should be shamed for it. And he lived at 8 different colleges.
I don't have to say how many schools I went to, how many degrees I got. Without a doubt, Rabbeinu is the best psychologist in the whole world. No.
Why any different colleges? They kept asking him to leave?
He was questioning that too much. Until he got to Rabbeinu.
Actually, sidetrack. There's a famous movie called The Chosen. And it's about a very famous Rav and his son. This is in the 40s during World War II. His son became a very famous psychologist. And he asked his father, after many, many years, why don't you tell me about the benefits of having my patients do to him. Because what he learned was, what Rubino taught was far better than what they had from Floyd or anyone
else. 100%.
100%. And they made a their famous movie about this.
100%.
I forget.
Rubino was teaching this. It's a brainwashing. But the whole world is a brainwashing system, society. So at least brainwash ourselves with good water.
We have these storms that are.
It's not like all too good. And it's not the word of the Sabres. It's Chazak. It's Harif. Yes, there are books of Harif. Definitely. A person has to be able to read them. That's what we're saying. Okay. Bizchut atfila. In the schus of tfila. Okay? In the merit of prayer. Ubehemet, in truth. התפילה המרוכזת שמתפלל על הנושא היא החיזוק הגדול ביותר. Really, the strongest chizuk a person can get on something he's working on a blemish that he has, is praying about this specific topic that he's working on. Why? כי זה, first of all, כי זה נותן לו באמת כלי להתקדם ולראות תוצאות. This is after אמונה, okay? It gives him a vessel, right? To see what progress he's doing, because he's checking on himself. He's with the finger on the beat. How do you say that in English?
Pulse.
The pulse. He's holding the pulse. He's feeling. He knows what's going on. You know, with himself. He's dominating on it. And then the next day he comes and sees what he needs to fix. And a year later, if he records his Ibuladut on the same thing a year ago, he's like a zillion kilometers forward. Right? And besides, even if he's saying the same words, he knows where he is, what situation. I don't do so much Ibadut. An hour a day, sometimes more, if the special occasion is more, Baruch Hashem. But the difference between 6 years ago when I started doing Ibadut and today, first of all, what you want changes. What you want changes to Ibadut. Because you realize, okay, what am I doing in the world? You realize, what am I doing in the world? What am I wasting my time here? On this, looking at women in the street, that's what I want to do in this world? Money is what I need in this world. I need money to live. I need a woman to have children. Sadel. That means I have to go and waste my life for it? And waste my time for it? Besides all the other... Personally, that's a really good. If he's strong, he gets himself back on the track. He's able to look at himself and David and see, listen, I know I'm disgusting in this way, Hashem, help me. Yeah. He's able, he has more koach. He builds himself. It also gives him the biggest point of chizuk. I'm doing what I can. What else could I do? I'm davening. What else could I do? That's why I said emunas first. Because the person has to believe in Hashem. Even in davening in order to b'chal. That's what this book is, not the first book. With regard to emuna, you don't read bullets, it's all about. Let's forget it. Lemashal, for example, כשמתפלל על שמירת העיניים. A person, when he davens about שמירת העיניים, walking in the street, שמירת העיניים, this generation, it's not a simple thing. Right? הוא יכול להיות רגוע לגמרי. It could be... calm, completely calm. Why? Because he knows, I'm doing my thing. I'm doing the greatest ishtadlus, the most helpful ishtadlus, help that can be. To daven lengthily every single day on this specific thing that you're working on, whatever. It's the best ishtadlus he could have. Maya Shlasa told me that. What is there to do more than that? What could he do more? You can learn the book and you can dive it. Whatever happens afterwards, what to do with me?
And you decide where
it walks. Yeah, that comes through his bodhus. Now, wait, 1 second. I'm not on a level yet, so it's better off if I go. Anyways, Allah says that if someone even knows he's going to guard his eyes, Gemara says. If someone knows he's going to guard his eyes, 100%, no doubt. Right? And he goes in a place. He has two ways to go. A place with women, a place without women. And he goes to a place with the women. He's called a Rasha. A Rasha he's called. Why? He didn't see a woman. Why are you going to play games with the Yetzer Hara? There's two ways to go. Not that it's the only way to go. So go there. So it's a little bit longer. So what?
Let me learn that. I was said about Rabbi Yosef, that's all. Because they ate, he said, at age 13, he never looked at a woman.
Can you believe
that's
that?
That's how he married to have sons that are big. How many of them today?
Oh, yeah, yesterday. Remember Rabbi said this? In the name of someone, he said it. Miyom omdo al da'ato, he said. The day that he had sechel, not a bar mitzvah, whatever, teenager, he never saw a woman in his life. He never blemished his eyes, he said. And Allah said, you know where he was? He was out basin in Tel Aviv. And all the naked ladies come to get divorced. They're not dressed so much. Right? Shema Rechem.
The other thing you'll notice when you see pictures of him, he's always wearing colored glasses, dark glasses, so you can't really see someone.
You know why he's wearing dark glasses? I'll tell you why. Because he used to like cry for Am Yisrael. And he destroyed his eyesight almost completely because of his crying. Yeah, yeah, it's a true story. Right? I'm not playing, joking around. And his doctor says nothing to do, we don't know what to do. Because he's always crying, what are we supposed to do about him? Don't cry. It's his heart. It's amazing that his heart lived till 93. He had such a soft heart to people. He went to the Tzion of Rav Yosef Karo in Tzfat and he cried there that he wants to see, he wants to learn the books. And he gave him one, got one, and right afterwards he got one eyesight back. And there, not 100%, well, not so good. He had to wear sunglasses his whole life because he couldn't see. The only way he was able to see, otherwise he had to close his eyes if he took off the left. Or to look like this. As you see in the pictures, because he couldn't see anything. You know that this yeshiva, Hav Avadia came here, put up the mezuzah 2 years ago. And we saw him, made a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shechalak Michochmato Lerav. It's a bracha Shechanoch. And he gave from his wisdom to the one who feared him. Only on Gdoli Yisrael make a bracha like that. And big tzaddikim, big tzaddikim. Big Gdoli Yisrael, people, Torah scholars. Not on anyone. We asked Rav Arushi before, he said, on our Avadia you can make Yisrael. No doubt, so we all did. Same way we tore, everyone tore with the bracha. I told you, right? The Belzer Rebbe, he went outside to Levaya, and in the middle of the street, he tore his shirt. Committed bracha, he tore his shirt, and all his thousands of Hasidim which were with him also tore their shirts. It's not a loss of some of his sons or of Sfaradim or Jews in Eretz Yisrael. It's a loss of the world, the whole world. The whole world, the Goyim, the Jews. Arabs were crying, the Arabs which knew him. And they shook and started closing their stores. It's a loss of it's not just a loss. We don't understand what we lost. We just didn't do it because we didn't know what we had. But they still, like Avamal, he couldn't even talk. Because he knew what he has, what we had. And he knows what we lost. Avamal, Avamal, Jolet Tzadikin, I'll come and speak here. You see everyone crying, can't even talk. Why? Because they knew what they had. We hardly know what we don't even know what we had. What is it to do more than this? Just to daven. Lachen, mi sheyesh lo et tefila, one who has tefila, prayer, yesh lo itchaskut gdola. He has big itchaskus, training himself. Who said shelo mitpalel? I'm doing what I could do the most. Bintayim lo echpat lo klal ma shover alav. In the meantime, until he reaches the level he has to reach, he doesn't care at all what's going on. Like Rabbeinu says in Torah Kuf Nun Hei, and this is what Rabbeinu says. V'zeh bechinat erech hapayim. This is the aspect of erech hapayim, lengthening your nose. What does that mean? היינו מה שאינו יורא משום דבר, what is not afraid from anything. ואינו משגיח על שום ביטול ובלבול בעבודתו. And he doesn't care for any bilbul, any confusions, or that he's not working or serving Hashem well. He's doing what he needs to do in the world. I need to daven for it. If Hashem wants, I'll reach this level. If not, no, fine, what do I care? I'm doing what I need to do in order to get to the level. If Hashem wants, he'll bring me there. The day I need to be there, I'll be there. Right now, I'm not there yet, fine.
I don't know what it feels. Like it's Hashem
who's
going to
go
in. Or
if
you dive in for an
hour, it's rest of the night. Yeah, half an hour there is. Even just saying, point, Hashem, help me, is already
right,
a bayonet.
At what point can I say, Lord Pato?
I'm doing what I need to do.
Yeah, what point?
At least 30 minutes a day.
Just then, rest of the night.
Yeah, or whatever person is working at.
And I have plenty to worry
about. Huh?
And I have plenty to worry about.
That's what he said. The biggest itchaskus is when a person does 30 minutes in his eyes. Then he could say, I'm doing what I want. That's the biggest chizuk. And before that, if he's not at that level, right?
Yeah.
He has to have a lot of itchaskus. Hashem, I'm not at that level yet. Thank you. Bring me there. Let me be besimcha until then. Understand? Rav always said that a Baal Tshuva needs for the first 10 years of his life just to daven on simcha, as I said. The 10 years of his tshuva, daven every day on simcha.
For somebody
that grew
up
from,
he needs the first
20 years. The whole life he needs. No, but Baal Tshuva especially, because Baal Tshuva, a lot of times they harsh on themselves, and I did such a bad thing. They learn more. The blemish is even greater than before I thought. Oh, and this, I did that, I didn't know. It's a shtuyot. You didn't know. Hashem wanted you to be there. And now every time you do Tshuva, you get close to Hashem in this little thing. Now you're not getting close alone. You're picking up all the sparks that were there where you were. It's a schutz for every Baal Tshuva. A lot of things I can't even fix because I grew up from there. And someone else who didn't. He has a lot more that he can fix in the world through working on himself.
By retaining the Emunah in the
circle,
right?
What?
By retaining the Emunah in the circle.
Yeah, of course. That's what it means, erech hapayim, lengthen the nose. What does that mean? She'en shum davar yechol levelbel oto, nothing can confuse him. Ki lo echpat lei shum davar, he doesn't care, he doesn't care. Rak oseh et shelo, aval oto et hashem bar, he does what he needs to do. And if someone's not level 30 minutes, whatever he does, it doesn't make a difference. He does what he could do. And he dives to do more. כי ערך הפיים הוא תלוי בבחינת אמונה. Because ערך הפיים is the aspect of אמונה. Why? What does that mean? It depends on אמונה. כי כל הזמן שיש עבודה זרה בעולם, as long as there's still עבודה זרה in the world, חרון אוף בעולם, there's anger of Hashem in the world. אבל על ידי אמונה, but through אמונה, שהוא ההפך עבודה זרה, which is exactly the opposite of עבודה זרה. עבודה זרה is believing in something false, and אמונה is believing only in Hashem. ונתבטל אחרון האב, the anger of Hashem is not a fight, וזוכין לעריכת הפיים, and then he made a long nose.
Patience,
exactly. That's what it means. Why? Because if someone's angry, he gets his breath, he gets like that. Yeah? Short his breath. Someone has is calm, right? You see when someone's sleeping. It's long breath, deep breath. You see someone, some other people sleep. Because when you have a bad dream or whatever, person they get nervous, the breath gets shredded. So if you're through emunah, you merit to have patience. We need to have a lot of patience. That a person will have patience. I like that translation. We'll have patience. That every single confusion or stuff that are holding you back, right, in your davening or in your serving Hashem, she's bolakol. Don't worry, suffer everything, carry everything on you. Lo itatzel, don't be sad. Lo itatzel al ize klal. Don't be lazy because you don't see progress. Hake atzaucho, stop your breath. I'm fine. Lo ichpat le klal. I hear the Yaakov Herzberg. Very close to the Rav Aush. He told me, I spoke to Rav Arush about this point a lot of times. He said, Rav Arush said, it's almost as me that I truly don't care. I don't care. I don't care that I did an Avera. Like that, it has to be like that. And only then, when he's in the right place, he can do tshuva. But till then, I don't care.
It's not that they don't care, it's that they don't let it get to them.
Exactly.
They
make a choma.
Right. I did it, okay, so what? I just do the tshuva.
I killed someone, okay, I can't have a mincha.
Vilevsky.
You brought the hachi kitzoni, how do you say, the most...
Extreme,
yeah, the most extreme thing. I did kill someone, I just...
Ravina said, even if I did the worst...
All right, I'll still be the simcha, right, exactly. That's the Sipur Maisio, the story with the son, and the king told the son, if you'll be happy, also be happy, and if you won't be happy, also be happy, you know why? Because you really don't deserve to be a son of a king. Right? Yaseh et shelo ba'avodato, ve'avod al hakol, ve'lo yachush al kol ha'bimunim ha'minot klal. He does his job, and he'll go through everything, and he won't worry at all about the confusions and all the holdbacks that he has. Okay. Shuz, I want to finish this ketah, so whatever, I'll take a little bit longer, and I hope Mordechai won't. Shekol zeh b'chinat derech hapayim. All this is the aspect of patience that brought merits to emunah. Shu pchinat koach hagodel v'koach hatzomech. It's the aspect of the power that makes you grow and the power makes you sprout and grow, right? Ki alidei zeh ugadel v'tzomech u'matzleh v'otah. Through this patience that he has, only through this patience which he gets through emunah, he's able to sprout and grow and bring fruit. Ki lo yuchal levalbelo shumunah la'apilo be'atzlut v'atzlut chas shalom. Because no confusion to hold him back and make him fall into sadness and laziness, chas shalom. Right? To hold him back because of this. Okay, I said, Shelo, he does his thing, bizrizot ubesimcha. He tries to chap as much good that he can. And he does his davening, his prayer, but he's the kashum bibulim klaj, he calls it ubchinat derech hapayim, ubchinat emunah. He doesn't look at any confusions at all. Look how many times Rabbeinu goes over. It's Rabbeinu. Right? And just have patience, which is the aspect of emunah, because he knows this is the place where Hashem wants him to be right now. So patience to Hashem will redeem him. Mechinat koch ha-godel, koch ha-tzomech. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Omer, Rak yaseh et shelo. Rabbeinu says, do what you need to do. Rav Arush is interpreting and he's saying, sheyaseh kol yom chatzi shah yitbodedut, bezrizut, besi v'simcha, lizkot tikunei zot b'shlemut, lo yistakel hakol b'shlemut klal. A person will do at least a half an hour every day of yitbodedut. Bezrizut. Quickly. Right? Simcha. Until you marry, to marry Tikkun HaBrit, Tikkun HaYesod, B'Shlemut. And not to look at all the confusions at all. Okay? So have him give a big smile. Be happy with every level you're at. And let's start working, Habibi. Okay, tomorrow, we're going to finish the introduction and start the book.